Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any touches or any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Del for the first hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John McClain is going to join us a little bit later in the show. He's going to hang out with us here today. A free agent. He's on this free agent tour, I think. And he will join us as a free agent here in the 8 o'clock hour. And then maybe stick around. We'll see. There's a lot. We'll save. We're going to save a lot of the football stuff for him. But there is some great information. Did Lance send you that the schedule release preview?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you saw that? Isn't that good? There's a lot of good information in that thing that we will get to in the 8 o'clock hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros off. Yesterday, they got the Yankees today. A lot of talk about after Luis Arraez was traded, number two on the list is Alex Bregman. Justin Verlander, I mean, Tim Kelly had a list of guys who are going to get traded. I honestly don't know what you get for Alex Bregman right now.
I know that his value here is in the tank. Well, we know. We've seen what he's been. And do you think the rest of Major League Baseball says, well, this is early. This is what he is in April and early May. We know what he is as a player. Are we overreacting to him being bad because the entire team's bad? And maybe baseball in general is like, that's still a good baseball player. He can help us if we wanted to acquire
him.
Well,
we also know he's only going to help us for 4 months.
True.
Right? And we also know that, you know, he's a good baseball player, but the Astros are going to want a heck of a lot more than just they're going to use this, whatever team it is, they're going to use this start and just say, oh, dude's done. Dude's toast. What do you want? We're not giving up. We're not going to give up. I don't think they get the offers that are going to be worth it for them to trade him. First of all, because he's only a rental, and secondly, because he has sucked this year. Are you sure he's going to come out of it? Are we sure he's coming out of it?
The back of the baseball card, John, tells you.
The back of the baseball card.
He will come out of it.
Man, I am so tired of the back of the... I want to see, like, hitting as opposed to the back of the baseball.
And maybe Alex Bregman's the type that he gets into... maybe they allow his agent to talk to that team and they say, hey, we are willing to work towards a long-term deal with you. And he's a guy who needs that type of... maybe not incentive, but security to know that, hey... this team's going to look out for me, and maybe that's going to bring him out of a slump. I foresee him being better than this, even if he's still an Astro, but I don't think he's going to have a good, I'm a free agent, pay me all the money type of year.
He's really costing himself a lot of money. Yeah, because the thought, when Manny Machado signed his deal, we were doing those videos over there, and, you know, the thought was Alex Bregman is seeing that deal right now, and he's the next third baseman that's going to come up and get that kind of money. I mean, Matt Chapman couldn't find a deal. Matt Chapman has had his struggles as well, but Alex Bregman's getting into that kind of territory.
Alex Bregman's fumbling the bag. That's what we'd say.
Fumbling the bag.
The culture, the streets would tell you he's fumbling the bag right now. This is a big year for him. The likelihood of him getting a major deal long-term after this, Small. This was the year to go make sure he got his money for the rest of his life. Not well, that he won't be fine. He'll be fine. But this was the year, and he is fumbling right now.
He's coming back. He's coming off back-to-back $25 million season.
Yeah, like I said, he'll be fine. Yeah. But if we, I'm not thinking about the generations of Bregmans to fall, to come. They'll be fine, too, unless he's bad with money. But this was the year to get your long-term 7-8-year deal worth $35-plus million a year, and he's not – the way he's playing says that's off the table.
How will Alex Bregman be remembered here?
As a champion. A two-time champ.
A two-time champ.
Yeah.
We're and gonna, very fondly.
Yes. Alex Bregman.
Despite this finish. And I don't know.
And
don't
it's
know
not over, it's over, by the way.
It's not over. But even still,
we expect
this is probably the end. I don't foresee them signing him, do you?
No, not the way they operate. We can get into – it's not a report. It was a suggestion by Jim Bowden about going after Vlad Guerrero Jr. And going after him. And considering what the Astros don't do, it feels like that's a stretch. But back to Bregman, he's got the stare into the camera. He was part of this turnaround for the Astros. He was a different type of guy compared to – we are baseball guy. We do it a certain way. Until AJ Hinch yelled at him. Now he's more like one of those baseball guys. But he was the juice. Remember, he was the juice on this team. Correa, sure, but Bregman was part of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been here for the whole thing. Number retired?
Ooh. When did he get in? When did he get up to the majors?
He got here in... Was he here for 15 or no?
I'll have to look.
I think he got here for 16, didn't he?
I'll have to take a look. I'm not sure. Number retire. Two World Series, a prominent member of that team.
On the dugout steps in Boston?
He's got
the home run off Sale in Boston.
He's got moments. He's one of those dudes who we're going to remember as part of this run. It's funny that the run is ending kind of like the run began. Remember where he couldn't get a hit and everyone's like, bust! Get him out of here!
What'd he go, 0-for-30 to start his
career? He was really bad to start, and everyone was freaking out. We've seen how that has turned around. No, number two.
Verlander number retired?
He's only got the one, right?
He's got the one.
No, he's got two. He was here in 22.
He's got two.
Then he left. Yeah, he was here in 22.
He was here.
Is Crane going to be willy-nilly?
He's got two.
Yeah, he's got two. Is Crane going to be willy-nilly with that? Just giving them all out to the guys on the team?
We know Altuve.
Yeah. That's the definite.
I think Verlander's a yes.
Because the 17 happened without, well, outside of the scandal, the 17 happened without him joining the team.
And if there's one other guy that's going to get it, it's Bregman.
Is he the only one remaining with two? Correa didn't get two.
Springer didn't get two.
No. Jordan was
it. Jordan got one. Jordan Tucker got one.
So I guess if we're talking about longevity of the run, he would be the guy. Were any of the other pitchers around in 17? Well, McCullers has two, but it's like, eh.
Fromber wasn't here.
No. McCullers just happened to be around.
Yeah, McCullers.
He was around. He has two.
Well, he pitched in game four and gave up 100 runs.
Did he get two, though?
He got two.
Yes, but I think you're right. The clear definites of Verlander, just because of what he means, that trade meant, okay, we are in this, and then they went on the win.
It's rare that you have your number is going to be retired by two teams, and Verlander is going to be retired by two teams.
I think so.
It's rare. It's even rarer talking about J.J. Watt coming back to the Houston Texans. Has a player ever played with his number retired?
Have they ever taken it out of retirement or left it up there and let him wear it? I don't.
Jordan returned to the Chicago.
But had they – you're the Chicago. Had they already tired?
Oh, they must have – I don't know. Had they retired it already?
In two years, they decided, let's put it up there? And then he went out, came back to win three more?
I'm not sure if his number was retired at the time. I don't know that any other player has ever come back after his – because they did that pretty quick. It usually takes a few years before you
retire. Well, he was their guy. They had – I mean, I don't know why they did it so quick, but, you know, when they did it, there was not a lot of positivity around the team.
Yeah.
They had to milk positivity.
They needed to sell some tickets.
They needed something, and that was the move.
I don't know that any I've ever heard of a player playing with his number retired, and that's a possibility for JJ. Did you see McAfee? McAfee says that JJ is going to be president of the United States someday. Would you vote for JJ right now?
What are his policies?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I really don't care. If he was running in this election, I'd vote for him.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at least he has a real shot of making it through.
Yeah. No,
and
no, no.
Living
no.
through the next 4 years.
I don't. At least he's not 100.
Yeah. At least I can expect him to be around.
We hope. We hope he'll be around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Verlander against Gill tonight. Luis Gill. Eric Geddy against Rodon. And Blanco against Stroman. Three in New York at the Yankees, who are, you know, they started out red hot as they usually do, and they're going to fall off and not make the playoffs as they usually do. But this is where the Astros really need to turn the tide. At Detroit after this, then four against Oakland here, three against Milwaukee here, and three against the Angels here, at Oakland after that for three. I mean, it just, other than Milwaukee in that stretch after this Yankees series, it just doesn't get much easier.
You
in
out
Major
here
League
still
baseball.
Looking for soft touches when you're the soft touch?
But at some point you have look it. We can beat up some Colorado Rockies now
in a foreign country.
I think
country.
We proved that. Though.
Well, in a foreign country, what happens in America?
Well, I don't know. You seen the cartels taking over New Mexico? I'm not sure we're not in a foreign country now.
Well, parts of us, New Mexico at least.
Yeah. Parts of New Mexico no, of longer well, maybe, no longer belong
maybe
to
they're
us.
Saying, hey, it's new for a reason. We want it back.
It's no longer belongs
it's
to us.
It's called new for a reason. It once was ours.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we're not in a foreign land anymore.
Well,
okay?
I don't know. If the Astros can play other games in parts of New Mexico, maybe they have a shot. But I don't think this team, I'm going to look at their schedule and go, well, look who's coming up.
Well,
and go, we got a shot here.
Are you saying that we're not even better than Oakland? Is this what you're intimating?
What do the standings say?
And Detroit actually has played well this year.
Yeah, what do the standings say?
The standings say we're the team everybody's
yeah,
circling.
The Oakland A's look, hey, we need to stay in the race.
Teams still look at us. They still look at the jerseys.
Yeah.
It's like the Steelers.
They're like a college football program. Who used to be good,
yeah,
and everyone still rushed the field when they beat them, even though it doesn't matter anymore because the team stinks. Trust
Miami.
Me, I know. Yeah, I know, John. That's why I can make the analogy. I'm aware.
People, no one rushed the field beating Miami this year.
No, Chris Paul has killed that off, but it still happened. Like, at least 4 or 5 years ago, teams with, like, bad football teams who beat us would still rush the field. And I was like, what are you guys doing? We're terrible. This isn't a feather in your cap. I guess the Astros are still that. And look, it's 1 month plus of being terrible. Yeah. People still going to care about beating them. The faces are familiar. The uniforms are familiar. And it means something to beat them. But I can't look at the rest of the schedule and go, well, we got a shot here. We can make up some ground.
Nah.
Because I can't trust multiple parts of the team to come through.
712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You got me depressed already.
So John McClain asked the question to Hannah McNair, and we will. Should we save that for him, or should we?
Well, maybe he can ask about.
Yeah, we can.
We ask him about what brought it on, and was he surprised by her rather stern response?
Yeah, she was like,
you go, what?
Now what now?
Why would we do that?
Why are you asking that silly question?
Yeah.
We also got basketball. Holy crap. The tide has turned in the NBA.
Bullied. The champs got bullied at home.
And I've got a game changer for you. It's called Free Range Coffee. Free Range Coffee is, to me, what you should be drinking every morning. It is where I'm at in my life. You know why I'm with Free Range? Is because of full body flavor, get up and get after it attitude. It's how the whole company is. They love first responders. Here's what they're doing too. Is if you have a spouse in the military, they are saying we will send her if it's a guy, you're a male in the military, we're going to send your spouse a free bag or pods of coffee because we really appreciate you. And that's what they do. They love country, community, military veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. They love that at Free Reign. Because you know why? Because it's Texas. It's San Angelo. It's America, okay? Get up and get after it. And, oh, by the way, the coffee's great. It's not bitter. It's got full, rich flavor. You'll love it. You want to try it? Let's go. Just give it a try. 975coffee.com. Put in a promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site-wide. 975coffee.com, ESPN20.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so there is a new sheriff in town, and it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. Holy crap. I mean, I checked into the game in the second quarter, and it was like 47-10. It was maybe not that bad, but it was ridiculous. I was like, what the hell is going on, Denver? What is wrong with you? They're that even, okay, and this is without the best defender in the league in Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, if you missed it, Rudy Gobert missed the game for the birth of his child. He was listed as questionable. People are like, what happened to him? And then we found out
Before the game, they said personal reasons.
Personal reasons, yeah. And then we found out that the personal reasons were the birth of a child.
So.
Which brought up differing viewpoints depending on who you are.
Now, you know, back in the day, we had Babygate here with the Houston Oilers, where the offensive tackle went, instead of going on the road trip with the team, he was, it was David, I don't know, John McClain will remember. And that was the first time we ever remember a guy not going to a game because of a birth of a baby. Well, everybody's got differing opinions on it. Who is in this podcast with Gilbert Arenas?
You know, I have to go back. I have to go back and look at the video. I'm not sure who was in it, but it was.
There's four guys,
and they're all having a conversation about it.
Yeah, they're former players.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, maybe there's one Gilbert friend. I'm not sure, but yeah, for the most part, former players. He has a rotating line of guys who comes in, and look, Gilbert Arenas says things, and he has to interest and entertainment, and I'm not sure how seriously I take anything he says, but the internet wasn't thrilled with his commentary and really the panel's commentary on Rudy Gobert missing the game. They weren't happy.
I mean, missing this game for that baby. I see you.
It's a baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back. We hope. Right. I'm just saying. The baby going to be.
Okay, but unnecessary.
The baby going to. It don't know. Whatever you about to think you about to do with the baby, he going to be asleep.
Need that skin to skin contact.
Okay, yeah, he is skin to skin in 2 days.
Right on the titty. The whole time, right on the titty.
Need some milk.
So, I don't know that I disagree with Gilbert so much. I mean, I'm not the internet police. I'm not gonna go after Gilbert Arenas for his thoughts on. Listen, I've had three babies born. It's great. I went to work right after. I think Frankie was born, and JT too. I worked that day. I mean, it's great.
Were you there at the birth?
I was there.
Okay.
I was there, and it's really great, and you're with your wife, and it's a special moment, and it's awesome. And then you go, that's great. Here, there's the baby, and then you go to work.
I don't know the feeling of having a child or even being the father of a child, but I don't think it's brave that anyone's stepping up and going, hey, Gilbert. You can't say that. Stop being performative. Stop taking what the guy says on a podcast as gospel and quote tweeting it for your likes and your interactions. Everybody
and being whole and so,
holier than now.
Yeah.
Look, it's four guys sitting around having a conversation. And are you going to pretend like you've never heard a conversation like that before? Like, what's that baby? That baby don't know anything. Doesn't know if you're there or not. It's more about the mom that you're there for. Right? Isn't that the case? You're there for the mom.
Right. You know what's more important than being there for the birth? Being there while the baby's growing up. That's kind of more important. And, you know, and taking care of the baby. Rudy Gobert is set for life. You're not going to worry about his money. But, listen, he should have been there for the birth of the baby. You should be there for the birth of the baby.
Yes.
Okay. But I could see the other. There's plenty. Listen, this is not something. Oh, my God. And, by the way, you don't have to take. Now, paternity leave is 4 months. It is. We've gone so far the other way. Back in the day, guys played, even if it was a regular season game. You know what? I'll get back, and the baby will be there. It was Gilbert Arenas' exact thought. The baby will be there, no problem. My wife can handle this, and I'll see the baby as soon as the game's over.
I don't have a real pull either way, but if Rudy Gobert decided, you know what? I had a conversation with my significant other. I don't know if he's married or not, and we've decided that I'll play and I'll be back. Because we have an off day or maybe multiple off days, I'll be with her after the birth of the child. I've got, all right, that's your decision. And he decided he wanted to go back. That's your decision. I don't get the moral outrage or why people are so upset with Gilbert Arenas, other than you gotta rail on him and try to get people to like your post.
You know what happened? Scottie Scheffler, you think he didn't make some points with the women? Listen, I'm going to leave Augusta if my wife goes into labor. I'm leaving. I am not going to. I'm going to be there for the birth of our baby.
Middle of the final round, he's leaving?
He won the Masters, flew back to Dallas, and went to a bar for about 5 hours.
Apparently, she gave him permission, but I was like, what? You were on call to fly home, and then you got home and then immediately
went right to the bar
to go get a couple drinks in.
That's my kind of golfer. That's my kind of Masters champ, okay? Straight to the bar for 5 hours. That's what the reports were. I love that.
Everyone, just relax. Gilbert's doing a podcast. That's all. All he's doing. He's talking to his friends.
Gilbert Arenas is going to say things.
Are we taking what he says seriously? Do what you like. If you want to be around for the birth of your child, great.
Be around. If you don't, then don't.
This clear with the most important person in the room, the mom. And if she says cool, cool.
Listen, my wife would probably go, get out there and play. Listen, this is a playoff game. You need to be there.
Apparently, he did need to be there.
But now here's the problem. The T-Wolves realize, we don't really need you.
Wow. I'm going to say, in a one-game sample size, they got it done. But I'm not sure.
And defensively.
Well, apparently, they don't need Chris Finch then, too. Well, he's actually sitting behind the bench while the assistants yelling at all the referees and calling timeouts, but Chris Finch is there. Yeah, they were outstanding. They played with the physicality that a lot of people talked about. Like, hey, if they're going to play this physical, the Nuggets don't have a chance. And the Nuggets tried to respond with, like, fake physicality. You see them do things they don't normally do. Jokic, he can be physical if he wants, but, you know, they're adding a little extra to everything to try to match what Minnesota's doing. It looked unnatural for them. And you watch Jamal Murray, like, doing the Bronx cheer every time they got a foul call, you know they're cooked because that's what the fans do. He did it several times after they finally got foul calls. You knew their mindset was off.
No, they were.
And then when he throws a heat pack onto the floor.
What the hell?
He threw it at Mark Davis because Mark Davis got yelled at by Michael Malone. He didn't get a tech. Mark Davis was like, Mark Davis is a referee, by the way. Michael Malone didn't.
Oh, my God. Michael Malone went after
him,
too.
He didn't get a tech for it. Mark Davis was like, you know what, just go sit down. I'm not even going to hit you with anything. Yeah. And then later, he throws a heat pack, and then Mark Davis is looking back going, where did that come from? And I guess he made an assumption initially that it was from the fans. But then, like, the Timberwolves bench said to the referee, wait a minute, you can't give him a tech? You think fans have a heat pack? Where do you think that came from? then the referee's like, okay, we made a mistake. Should have been a tech. But, yeah, the Nuggets are off their game. We haven't seen them like that in years. And I said that if they were healthy, they would win. Well, Jamal Murray's not healthy. He's got a calf issue. But even still. How the T-Wolves defended them, they were like, well, not to make the pun, but a pack of wolves. They're out there and made it very difficult for the entire game.
It's Kenyon Martin, Rashad McCants, and Brandon Jennings on his podcast.
Okay, so four guys who you expect to just be saying stuff.
Yeah, they're going
to
say stuff.
And if you're going to be offended by that, don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. RJ gave me that. RJ knows. Oh, RJ was watching some
basketball podcast.
Don't worry about that. But my goodness. Okay. Are we going? I will say this. You know how big an MJ fan I am.
I hate this conversation already.
I hate it too. But I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot in the game, in his game, there's a lot of similarities. Now, I will say this too. Michael didn't win until he was 8 years in the league. He didn't win until he was 8 years in the league. This kid's 22 years old, and he looks like Mike.
Well, Anthony Edwards has already said, stop comparing me to him. I don't want to be compared to him. He's the greatest. Leave me alone. And I talked about it yesterday a little bit. I get it. People always want to find the next Mike. And then if Anthony Edwards, predictably, if he doesn't win a title until he's 27, 28, kind of the natural progression of things, people are going to start to criticize him. Oh, you're not Michael Jordan. He goes, he never said he was.
No.
You guys put that on him.
No. Listen, I'm the biggest Mike defender. Are you kidding me with that kind of, I would just say this, his game is a lot like Mike's. Is a lot like Mike's. It's like Juju Watkins. Juju is, you know, we could say, hey, she plays like a guy. You know why? Because she plays like a guy. She's got moves. She's got a natural way about her game.
She's unique in how she plays when you compare it to women we've seen. Now, maybe if we watch more women's basketball, we see more of them. But the way we've seen the women's game play before, it is clear her influences are not strictly women.
And Anthony Edwards, his game is similar to Mike's with the dunks, the shot, the moves.
The defense.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And he is – I didn't watch Michael Jordan when he was young. I wasn't alive, so I don't know how his demeanor on the court. Maybe Anthony Edwards is a little bit more exuberant as far as the smile on his face while he's talking bleep to you. But yeah, I get what people are doing. I understand. But I just want people to relax and watch a great player play basketball, and then we'll see what he becomes. Because generally, the way the NBA goes, you don't win anything until you're in your mid to late 20s. And you mentioned Michael took 8 years to do it.
I ain't going to the mic thing yet, but I'm going to say this. I do see the similarities. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to tell you, you guys got to join the club, the Texas Star Grill, It is amazing. Go to 975grills.com. Right now, they're offering $100 off the Weber Slate Grill. This griddle is just perfect, and it doesn't rust. It is so sweet. It will not rust. Other grills that you get, there's so many things that you can do with the grill outside, the griddle. You do not have to worry about this rusting ever. Weber has perfected this thing, so it is going to last you forever. You can't trust the other ones. I'm telling you, you can't. And you're not getting $100 off unless you join the club. This is a great addition. You know, they've got everything that they've got there. It's incredible. Pizza ovens that you can that are outside, small enough for your counters outside. Obviously, all of the grills, pellet or gas or propane, whatever it is, the charcoal, whatever it is that you want in a grill, you got that. But this grill that they're offering from Weber, you can make all your burgers and your eggs and bacon and everything else, it's fantastic. But you're not getting the best deal unless you join the club. Join the club, 975grills.com, 975grills.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Adell, Lance off for the rest of the week. Eric Layden's going to join us over the next 3 days here on the show, so we'll be hanging out with him. We got Astros baseball to talk about, taking on the Yankees for the next 3 days. Justin Verlander tonight against Luis Gil, and then Eric Geddy against Rodon. That doesn't sound great to me. That doesn't sound something I'm interested in or that I'm excited about, but we shall see. Hopefully he comes through. And then our ace, Renell Blanco, taking on Marcus Stroman in the finale. And that is an earlier game. It's going to be 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock on Thursday. 713-780-3776. You guys want to get in here. Let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show so far without Lance. Hope he's doing well with his new career and new life. quick question.
I don't think he's gone, but we'll see. I don't know.
I want to give a shout-out to Brandon Jennings on that podcast. People forget Brandon Jennings threw down 55 points his rookie year. Secondly, I want to ask Dell, who won the Rudy Gobert trade? Thanks, guys.
Who won the Rudy Gobert what? Steak? What is he's asking you. He asked you. Oh, you didn't hear it. Who won the Rudy Gobert? I don't know.
What was it? The trade?
The trade.
Was the he talking about the Utah-Minnesota trade?
Oh, I guess it, you know what? And I was like, really, dude? Are you kidding
me? A lot of picks, a lot of players. But, hey, they're a contender for the title, so I guess they would say they did. The thought was that they gave up way too much for Rudy Gobert, of all people. His stock, at least as far as people who are evaluating him who are non-basketball people, was very low, like people outside the game. But, hey. One of the top teams in the conference, up 2-0. I think Minnesota would say we made the right deal.
So Tim Connelly put together the Denver Nuggets. He was vice president of basketball operations and general manager of the Denver Nuggets. And he put the Nuggets team together that won the title. Basically put all of that together.
Yeah,
now
pointing it out.
Now he moves over to the Timberwolves. And I thought, are you kidding me? Why would you get Rudy Gobert? And yet, well, he saw what Jokic did, right? We need to be big. They're big across the front line. Aaron Gordon, he put together there. He drafted Porter. He got Jamal Murray. He got Jokic. And he said, you know what? We can do that here, too. We got Karl Anthony Towns, Cat already in place, right? Let's go get Rudy Gobert.
Hey, you watch teams try to mimic what the Warriors did with their shooting and their small ball fives and having Iguodala or Draymond Green out there, and then you see kind of what he did in Denver. He said, we're going to win with size. We're going to have size and functional size at almost every position. We're just going to be bigger than you at almost every position, particularly the front court. And he said, I think he went to Minnesota because Denver wouldn't pony up the money. And this was before Denver got good. Like, they were okay, but they weren't, like, title contender Denver like they have been the last couple seasons. He left and said, I see what's going to happen here. Let me go do it over there. And he let Denver get one title, and he goes, all right, now it's our time. I'll give you the one. And people assume that, yeah, the series isn't over. But people, at least I was one of those people, who assumed Denver would just go on and win another one as long as they're healthy. And Connelly and his team were like, nah, we're ready now. Wow. And they appear to be ready.
Well, he got Mike Connelly. He's got Anthony Edwards. He got Naz Reid, the sixth man of the year.
They got the two wings in Nikhil Alexander Walker. And then you also have Jaden McDaniels, who are hounds on the defensive end, long.
Everybody's
and quick.
Long.
Yeah. You watch what they did to Jamal Murray, and the broadcast on TNT kept showing a couple shots of the smile on Nikhil Alexander Walker's face every time he would stay in front of a guy. He'd just have the smile on his face like, you're not getting by me.
I thought it was so, really? You're going to match Gobert with Cat? Really? And look how smart he is. Holy crap. That is just, I mean, overrated, Daryl Morey. Underrated, Tim Connelly.
Tim Connelly, particularly if the series goes the way it appears it's going, and, you know, Denver, heart of the champion, all that stuff, maybe they turn around. He's going to, I think Brad Stevens won Executive of the Year this year for the Jrue Holiday and Porzingis moves. And Connelly, a lot of his stuff happened last year, but people are going to start to look to this guy and go, okay yeah. We got another good one as far as execs are concerned. Yeah, and the Daryl Morey stuff, okay.
Daryl Morey, only five guys are sure to be back here. Yesterday, he made this announcement. Nick Nurse is one of them. Joel Embiid.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese. Ricky.
Council,
Paul.
Of all people.
Do what?
Ricky Council, the fourth of all
people. I know.
People. It's guaranteed to be
back.
He
was on a 2-week contract.
He's guaranteed to be back. Okay, Daryl.
All right, Daryl.
We're going to believe you.
Yeah. While Tim Connolly. Tim Connolly. Daryl's playing chess while Tim Connolly's playing basketball.
The Daryl Morey stuff, I know. Guy, he'll talk to the media, and people like him for that, and that's always going to be his way in to get positive stuff said about him. But he's a fine GM. But as far as the conversations about where he ranks, he's okay. He's fine.
No.
Attached himself.
I mean, he left this place in
ashes. Left it in tatters, yes.
Yeah.
And then he got out and used, I want to –
And
spent
he let
some time
James
away
Harden
from basketball.
Run him in Philadelphia too.
His biggest victory and his biggest defeat is his attachment to James Harden. We know what it did for him early on, but he couldn't get away from it.
Well, let's get Gary in here. Hey, Gary.
Hey guys. Hey, if I had a podcast, first off, it would be called Against the Grain, Going Against the Grain, because everybody's on this Ant-Man thing, and he's a great player. But Michael Jordan, his signature, Air Jordan, there's no comparison. The only thing is him laying down dunking. But what Michael did, his creativity in the air, with his feet moving while in the air, gave the illusion that he was walking. He and Kobe Bryant alone. Now, if you guys ever played pickup ball, you probably didn't jump that high, so you wasn't worried about that. But Ant can jump high, but the illusion and the creativity Michael Jordan had when he was in the air, the appearance of walking, and can dunk. But Michael, there's absolute, in their complexion, there's no comparison. He doesn't even resemble him when you're watching the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, now everybody is saying that, but that's not the case. Michael's, all the terrific stuff in air, in mid-air, it's basically like he stopped going around, moving around like a cartoon show. And Ant is great, but he just doesn't have that creativity in midair.
Yeah.
So that's where I draw the line in comparison. That's where he doesn't compare.
He does some stuff. I mean, I think you're selling him a little. Al, listen, he ain't Mike. Ain't nobody Mike. Nobody's Mike. And he don't even want to be called Mike. He ain't Mike. There's no question about that. But his game, absolutely, Gary, resembles Michael's. Absolutely. Now, in the air, Michael was the most creative. He and Julius Erving were the most creative guys that you're going to find in the NBA. Magic had some of that creativity in the air as well. But, Michael was it was different. Michael's the boss. He's the best. He's the best ever. And, certainly. I mean, you're not going to get an argument out of me that he's not Michael Jordan. But I will say this. He reminds me of him. He reminds me of the a lot of the ways that Mike played. All right, let's get David in here before we break. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen up. My gripe is, first of all, I love the NBA. I love the NBA. But I get so turned off when the officiating just start going. I swear to God, I'm watching both games last night, and I think the Pacers was about to pull off on the Knicks. And, woo, just like clockwork, the calls start going. Every crucial thing went to the Knicks because they want them in the finals. It's good for business. And then I watched the second game, and I could not believe. I've never seen this in all 50 years watching basketball. A coach walk up out on the court, and I'm talking about get in the ref face in the middle of the court, in the middle of the game, and oh, my God, and nothing. No tech, no nothing. Yeah, to see an Ant-Man get tech up. Barry, the night before, 2 nights before. The officiating is just horrible, and it makes you stop watching the game. That's all. I'm out.
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, listen, the refereeing had nothing to do with what happened in that game. I mean, yeah, you let Michael Malone go walk out on the court. Okay, I, you know what? I kind of like that a referee wasn't so thin-skinned.
Yeah,
it
was in the middle of a timeout, and sure, he let him get his.
Did you see Aaron Judge get thrown out of the game the other day?
You asked me to watch Yankees baseball.
No. Aaron Judge got thrown out of the game because as he was walking away, you know, he disagreed and he just said something. And the ump as he's walking away, throws him out of the game.
I'm sure he deserved it.
You're talking about thin skin?
Well, baseball.
That's the first time Aaron Judge. But listen, hits Aaron Judge, you're an umpire. You know what? No one came to see you. And no one came to see that referee last. Of course, they didn't come to see Michael Malone either. But that's a home team. That's the coach. Yeah. Should he have done that? Should he have gotten teed up?
Probably yes. A tech would have been.
And he didn't
fine.
Even do that.
He didn't
I'm
give
fine
it to
with
him.
It. No. And I'm fine with it. You know why? Because you ain't you. These referees and umpires with their thin skin, nobody's there to see you.
See, I don't even think they're under the impression that people are there to see them. They just don't have the ability to cope with the situation. Like, someone's talking to them in a way they don't like. So, what's their recourse? We give them a technical, even though a technical, depending on who it is given to, can change the course of a game. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of star players getting thrown out of playoff games, and I think the referees do a job of that. Because, look, Luka complains every time.
Oh, my God.
Luka could get three techs in a quarter if they really wanted to do it. But they do understand. But there are times when they're like, when they go overboard, and Scott Foster may be at the top of the list. And to the Pacers stuff, I don't know if I believe they want the Knicks in the finals, but I think officiating is just bad. Everyone who loses a game in the playoffs is going to complain about officiating because everyone is in that situation where people think they're getting screwed because of the games mean a lot. The offensive foul called on Miles Turner, that's on Tyrese Halliburton. You got to give him a chance to set. Now, did DiVincenzo flop? Yes. It was a clear flop. They stopped giving flopping technicals. They probably should bring that back.
What about the Jalen Brunson pass that was tipped?
Yeah, I thought that was not a kickball.
That wasn't a kickball.
I thought it was simply off of Neesmith's arm, and they missed it.
That's a game changer.
I think officiating is bad.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
right.
I don't think they're slanted. I think they're just not good.
Yep.
And we're gonna have to deal with that.
All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, John McClain is gonna be joining us here in just a little bit, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
751 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Dell with you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John McClain joining us here. He's a free agent, so he's making the rounds. He's going to be probably on every station. You got, what's your next? You're going to be with some Mexican stations coming up here soon?
No, I do.
You're going to be a sock puppet? Do you have a sock puppet or no?
I do 13 a week. That's enough. None in Mexico. Scott Boras is not my agent. I'm not looking for...
You're not looking for a big deal?
I'm not looking.
Then you came to the right place if you're not looking for a big deal.
Not like Bregman, $300 million a year.
Right. No. Yeah. No, Todd Farquharson's like, yeah, good, because guess what? So now you're still working in Nashville.
I do talk shows every week. I do Waco, Austin, San Antonio, Las Vegas, Knoxville, and two in Nashville. One's National Outkick. And the other is a local station there. I've been doing radio up there for 28 years now.
So who do you work with at Outkick there?
Jonathan, Chad Withrow and Jonathan Hutton. I was with them on the Titans flagship forever, and they moved to Outkick, and I moved with them for 20 minutes.
Well, he's building quite the – Clay's building quite the kingdom there.
He was a snot-nosed lawyer who wrote a book about SEC football, went to every stadium. And then my station up there put him on at nights. And one of the guys I knew said, man, we got a lawyer on here. He loves to stir it up, but he's really good. He's getting good ratings. Next thing I knew, he's on Drive Time. Then he's doing Fox, and now he's making millions and millions and millions.
That's right. He's good.
Same as you.
Well, he's very political. He's not like me. He's extremely political. I don't have any political leaning. I'm talking about
his money.
Oh, his money, yeah.
Millions and millions.
Wendy's money.
Yeah,
Wendy. Okay, Wendy's money. You're still doing stuff for the Texans.
I'm writing two stories a week for the Texans website. Don't take money. Be a conflict of interest, because if I had to come on here with you and rip them for something, that wouldn't be fair to take their money. I do KRIV Mondays and Fridays mornings at 8:22 with Nate Griffin, and I do a weekly video with Mattress Mac. I love doing it. It's all about Houston sports, and we have a blast. Put it out on our social media platforms. Could reach like 700,000 people. So I'm having a lot of fun.
I thought you were retired.
No, I retired from the Chronicle. I got tired of traveling. I don't like going to our airport. I took Carroll Airport this morning. Made her go at 5:30 so I'd make sure I got here.
What the heck?
I don't get up
poor
that
Carol.
Early. So she's out there sitting for 4 hours.
What?
Waiting on her flight. I told her she could take an Uber, but she didn't want to. So I just hate going to our airport. And I ain't going to any airports unless it's for vacation.
Yeah, it's the worst. Well, you've been on thousands of planes in your career. So now you're trying to settle down and come to our little humble abode here. And we'll see how that works out. Go talk to Todd after this is over. Let's hang out a little bit and let's talk about, boy, Hannah shot back. So yesterday was the Texans golf tournament. They raised a lot of money, and they always do. They do a really nice job at River Oaks Country Club. And before that, Hannah and you know, you don't see Cal without Hannah anymore. I don't think she lets him do interviews by himself anymore.
I did a column on them at the league meetings in March a year ago, and Cal talked about how much he likes having her with him. Yeah, you know, he doesn't have the kind of ego where he's insulted. He likes her. Remember his dad, Cal always said, I like to be in the background. My dad likes to be in the front. So he's happy with Hannah doing anything that she wants to do. And so she is very much part of the decision-making process, and he welcomes her input.
Well, we all do, because before Hannah, you know, climbed on board and was in the forefront, it was a mess. It was the Deshaun thing. And listen,
Easterby.
Easterby, Deshaun. Listen, he couldn't put a tweet. The Texans couldn't put a tweet out there, and especially name Cal, without all of the replies being about sell the team and all these insults toward Cal. And now, I've never seen a rebrand as quickly, anybody rebrand as quickly as Cal has. The glasses with the mustache, you just see that now on a T-shirt, and it's Cal. And the H, he's throwing up the H, he's cooking burgers. I mean, nobody has been able to rebrand as quickly as Cal has.
And
it's all because of Hannah.
What did they do 2 years ago? He cut hair on the concourse during training camp. He cut it or he got his cut. I can't remember. But he is, during training camp, every day, Cal and Hannah are over separately talking, BSing with the media before they go talk to the coaches and everything. And they've made a concerted effort to be more available. It's like yesterday, hung out afterward, talked to everybody, and accessible. That's what, accessible and available. And the turnaround, of course, started when they hired D'Amico, and then when they got Stroud and all those players they have has come to fruition. So now they're playing a first-place schedule. They play 5 defending division champions, 11 games against teams with winning records.
Yeah. We're going to get into that. And, but I want to get into this. Hannah, I want to hear Hannah.
Put me down.
Here's your question to Hannah about the uniforms that they're going to wear against the Titans.
Have you guys asked the NFL if you can wear the H-Town blue when the Titans are here?
Why would we?
Why wouldn't you? It's a natural. It's Houston color.
It's a Houston color, but what does that have to do with Tennessee?
What it has to do with Tennessee. I was talking about it on 610.
We put the uniform combos after we get the schedule, so that's when that'll happen.
So
they have to wear the uniforms that has Columbia blue on it to stick it to the Titans, like the Titans tried to stick it to them, and then Texans won the game.
And the Texans won the game. I can't imagine Amy was too happy about that day. And there was some bloodletting afterwards. I would imagine that, you know, some of the bloodletting at Tennessee had to do with the Texans coming to the fore and Tennessee falling off. That was an embarrassing day for them, wearing the Oilers uniforms and the Texans going in there and punking them.
Yeah, I felt bad for Vrabel because I like Vrabel, and everybody thinks he's a good coach, but he lost his job, and it probably started to go downhill then, even though they'd lost a bunch of other games.
It sounds like Hannah's a little perturbed with you about your Tennessee association.
Oh, she likes to give me a hard time about it.
Does she?
She asked me yesterday, do you write for the Titans website? I said, no, I write for your website.
Is it good natured or is she pissy with you?
She comes over and hugs me after we talked.
Yeah.
We get along really well. I did a story on them in March a year ago, did one during the season last year, and I'm going to do one after the schedule comes out. Go sit down in their office with them and try to talk to them about everything that's happened over the last year to help turn around the franchise.
They have been on every television station. They have made the Houston tour, and it came along with the unveiling of the uniforms and everything else. But this is it, again, the turnaround is amazing for not only for the McNairs but for the organization. A lot to do with a lot of good decision making, and we will talk about that. You mentioned the schedule. There's a lot of information that we've got from the NFL that we want to get to on the other side right here about what's going to happen and some of the highlights that will happen with the schedule. I got to talk right now. I got my proposal from Air Team about putting in a couple of air conditioners in our house. The house is 11 years old, and we bought it just a couple of years ago. And these air conditioners, they went out. And so now I got to do it. And it's a pain. It's awful to have to put in air conditioners. It couldn't be a better process with Air Team. I'm telling you, I love what they're doing. There's a chance you'll meet Dawn or Darren or Garrett, their son. This is their business, the family business. Garrett's a third generation. They've been doing this for 35 years. If you do it for 35 years in the city of Houston, anything, I've talked about this with the Chastangs and the Fords and other businesses, that if you can stick around that long, it's because you do things the right way. And Air Teams does things the right way. You got a 4.6-star Google rating. You've got employees that have been there for 30 plus. It's the people. I'm telling you, they are there because it is a great place to work, and they do things the right way. They just do things the right way. 24-hour emergency service. If you haven't serviced your air conditioners or your furnaces lately, you need to do it. Especially with the summer coming up, it's going to be 1,000 degrees, and you're going to need your air conditioner. You don't want to wait until service it to see beforehand. Otherwise, it could cost you like it cost us and have to replace them. Don't do that. Call 713-956-8326, 713-956-TEAM, or go to airteamltd.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.